This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, there's emails that get sent, these internal emails. They'll get sent around the office.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw one. It said, today is a very sensitive day. And maybe you should refrain from talking politics in the office.
Why is that?
Well, I guess it's not to upset anybody, I guess, what they're saying. I don't know.
Only one side can talk politics?
I don't know.
The way it works? Like I said this morning earlier, I'm not trying to upset anybody. You know, I don't want to gloat. All I want to say is that, look, man, this is going to be good for all of us.
I find it interesting, though. It's like, you know, if it's just... Stay away from talking politics today, if you could. Like, is that like the most anti-American thing of all time? Like, we just went through this entire election. Everybody is involved. There's record turnout with voters. People show up to work the next day. Like, they're going to talk about it. Like, you can. That is just making an assumption that your employees aren't adult enough to be able to handle these discussions. Now,
you know, it was amazing.
I know there's a lot of people that are nuts, but I think that's strange to tell people not to talk about something.
My buddy Greg Gutfeld said it yesterday. He said, you know, a lot of people didn't want to get involved in politics, don't want to be involved in politics, but a lot of different things that have happened over the last 6 months, or maybe even if you want to go back 4 years, you could say 4 years. Politics came to them. Like, politics came right into their lap. And all of a sudden, they have to become engaged. And they have to pay attention to what is happening around them. And there was a large swath of this country that felt like nobody was listening to them. And somehow, Donald Trump touched into those people, got them ignited, and they sent a very powerful message last night. It's obvious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that is clear. So no matter what you thought was going to happen or what you wanted to happen, the result is something that has to be accepted. It was a domination, essentially. I mean, it was essentially a landslide in a way. I mean, it's funny because I was driving in. You heard the same thing. So I immediately put on 1010 Winds to be, you know, listening on the way in thinking, well, they're going to talk about how Trump won the election, right? They didn't even, like, that was like at 4 something.
Yeah.
And they still hadn't said that he'd won.
No, they said they still have to count votes.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, meanwhile, strange. The New York Times and everybody else, CNBC.
Yeah.
MSNBC, pretty much everybody, you know, if you're in politics and you play that game, you know what's going on. And there have been some crazy things that have happened in the last two cycles, in 2020 and 2016, for sure. One side thought that they had won in 2016, and they found out when they woke up in the morning they didn't.
Yeah.
And then one side felt like they won in 2020, and they woke up in the morning they didn't, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But America has spoken again. America always seems to straighten itself out somehow, some way. You know, that we're not always perfect, but we are the best society to live in, the freest society, have the most, like to think, the most liberties. So
they're eating the cats named vagina.
There you go. Well, it's going to be quite the ride for sure.
Well, you know what, Al? Can you get me the dance party with Beyonce? Can we just play that today? I just would like to hear that. Just a little bit of that. I mean, it's very repetitive. It goes on and on and on. But just a little taste of it today, I think, is just appropriate because it is an uplifting.
Joe Biden is asleep. Kamala is at a dance party with Beyonce. 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 Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. 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 Party with Beyonce. Beyonce. Beyonce.
All right, very good. I mean, not bad, right?
No.
A lot of talented people out there.
There are. I mean, this is social media. This is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the sniping back and forth, you know, hopefully it will calm down, but I don't necessarily know that it will, given the fact that they
won't.
Well, I mean, if you think about it.
That's right. Boomer doesn't like Democrats.
If you take into account everything that President Trump has been through, President-elect Trump has been through over the last 2.5 years alone.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Even when he first started in his first, run and going through all the impeachments and everything else and what New York tried to do and two assassination attempts. I mean, it's remarkable. It's the greatest political comeback in American history for sure.
Well, I think that's what J.D. Vance said yesterday at the podium when they were giving the speech in the wee hours of the morning down there in Florida. You know, one thing he hasn't been through, though?
What hasn't he been through?
A dance party with Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Beyonce. Chris in the Bronx. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Chris?
It's a good morning to listen to your show, driving to work. You know, the last week or so has been tough. It was great to see my Yankees get to the World Series, but it certainly was a rough World Series for us. I've been avoiding some of the talk radio, but this morning I knew I could count on this show to be talking about what you should be talking about.
Oh, Chris, you broke up a little bit there, and we appreciate you listening. And a little phone cut out, but appreciate you listening and the kind words. You know, Al opened up the warm-up show saying it'll be an interesting day here at WFAN because the election's a huge story and there's not a lot of sports going on. So how will all the shows handle it? I mean, I think he probably knew that we would open with it. How do you think the rest of the shows handle it?
I don't know. If it doesn't have whip and war attached to it, then I don't know what the hell they're going to talk about.
I don't know, man. I feel like Evan put out his... Evan will talk about it.
Yeah, well.
I like to go to former president's boyhood homes.
and sniff their underwear.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how it affects the individual, right?
I mean,
that's really what it comes down to. So if you're somebody that was rooting for the Democrat and Kamala Harris and their policies and you lost, you're going to be really down today, much like I'm sure many of us were after the 2020 election.
Yeah, I mean, you could go throughout history, whatever side you were on, if your candidate didn't win, generally you're bummed about it, but... Yeah, I don't know. It would be fascinating. I think definitely I can't see BT and Sal opening up with it. I could see them definitely going Cashman. You think, Eddie, you think that they're going to open up with the election?
Maybe in the first, like, to acknowledge it, but the first real discussion will be about the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah, okay. You know, the thing for me is, like, I'm 63 years old. I have 4 grandkids, and you think about how federal policy affects you and affects them. And their future, and, you know, all you want is the best opportunities for them, much like we had when we were growing up.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I kind of kept saying was to people that were close to me is, you know the house that I'm in now.
Yes.
The house that Gene and I absolutely loved, and we were fortunate enough to be able to buy it. And I say, one of the main reasons I was able to get in this house was because of the interest rates.
The mortgage rates were down.
Right. The mortgage rates were at a record low at that point.
And energy rates were down.
So, like, I was...
Everything was down.
Like, if I had waited 6, 7, 8 months, it wouldn't have been that way, you know? So...
Look, I always say that the supermarket tells you everything. The supermarket and your gas tank. You know, and then if you're driving an electric car, then your electric bill will tell you everything.
Yeah.
It will tell you all you need to know. That's the most important aspect because it affects all of us.
We are in a battle right now, Gina and I, with the temperature in the house. It is a battle. This always happens, like with the season change thing, where like the heat could go on or the air could go on. It's like cold nights, but like warm days. And we are like... Man, I'm telling you, we're like Tyson and Holyfield going at it. You know, sneaking.
But hopefully nobody's landing anything.
No. No, just our finger on the button. She's going up, I'm going down. And then it's funny, she'll be like, did you put the down to 68? I'm like, what else? You think else did? Elvis? He put his paw up there. Of course I did. I mean, it's too hot. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
You want to see the PSE, G-Bell? It's ridiculous. Let's go to Gary in Ridgewood. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, just give you a little sports analogy. I think the electoral map looked a little bit like Tom Coughlin's face in the Green Bay game. Red all over with two blue spots on it.
It's not bad, Gary. That's actually pretty good. Did you see any prediction, like a mainstream prediction that had... Michigan and Wisconsin going red? Because
everything I heard was that it was going to be close.
Yeah.
And that it was going to be tight. And then it may be like a percentage point or two here or there. And I think pretty much all the channels basically said the same thing in that regard.
And Pennsylvania was going to do it. That was going to be the one.
That was going to be the one that ultimately everybody was going to focus it on. But, you know, once Georgia and North Carolina went, kind of felt like, I kind of felt like Ohio and Iowa. Once they went as significantly as they did, the way they went, I was like, man, those people, I don't know, for some reason, they seem to be like balanced because of the way that their population maps are.
Yeah.
And they are bellwether, like kind of like telltale signs of what maybe the entire country is thinking about. Now, you know, we're here, so we see a whole different side of things because the amount of people that live here and the amount of, you know, different opinions that we have here. But, you know, when you start looking at the middle of the country, things start kind of lining up and you can see it.
Yeah. And, you know, going into the counties, I always find that fascinating too, when they'll, you know, whatever channel you're watching, you go into the county and see, all right, this is the population makeup there. This is how it was happening in 2020. This is how it was happening in 2016. And look how significantly different it is here in 2024.
I thought the Fox News thing where they were able to go in and look at specific voters, 120,000 voters across the country.
Yeah.
By age, gender, you know, ethnic background, you know, skin color, whatever it was, race, whatever it was. They could go in and really pinpoint all the issues. And really the number one issue, like we've been saying all morning, is the freaking economy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's not about anything else. I mean, you can scream and yell from the high heavens about things that nobody really cares about. But at the end of the day, we're all touched by one single thing, and that is the economy.
Let's go to Sam in Melville. What's going on, Sam?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All righty, Sammy. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, this seals it. Jets are making the playoffs, right? Because Trump was kind of a little bit behind in the polls, but you saw a path. Same thing for the Jets, right?
Yeah, I think maybe you're taking it a little too far.
I think the Jets have Kamala Harris's path right now.
Right.
If you really want to talk about a path to the playoffs, which we were talking about 2 weeks ago, right. And I felt like they had to win the New England game, they had to win the Houston game, and they had to win the Arizona game.
Right, and Donald Trump won in 2016, which is a lot more recent than the Jets in 1969.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but that's funny. I guess anything can happen this morning if that's the way you're looking at it. I mean, this is so about the Jets in this game coming up. Like, I want them to win to give us more juice, but I also don't want to be strung along by a fraud.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Because, like, I don't want to then be like, oh, they're back, and then all of a sudden they're going to lose three straight. And I'm like, why did we even waste our time with this? But I definitely, I want them to win. And not only do I want them to win, I want them to play really well to make it seem like there actually is something going on here.
Yep.
Consistently.
You know, Eddie's in my ear, and he's like, you know, you can make a conceivable argument that they could win seven in the next eight. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was talking about a potential path to the playoffs for them. And we looked at their schedule, and we said they needed to win the game in New England. I said that first and foremost, win that game, and then get the team to 6-5 at the break. Now people are talking about get the 5-6 at the break, and maybe you can win nine games, and maybe, just maybe, nine games get you into the playoffs. But I laid out what I thought my scenario was. I mean, there are teams on there that they can lose to easily.
Of course. But the only one that right now I see, like, for sure loss is at the Bills. Week 17. Everything else is if they play like they can.
But, you know, I'm just telling you, like, the Dolphins, are they going to sweep the Dolphins this year? I guess their defense isn't that great. But if Tua is playing, that offense presents a lot of problems, especially when you play down there.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Look, they just got to win this game first and foremost. You know, Aaron Rodgers can look forward to the schedule and everything else. If they lose this week, then, you know, that's it. That they're done, I think. But I thought their path had to include that New England win. That loss to New England was just brutal.
I mean, in all sorts of ways. Even poetically, in the sense that it was the New England Patriots who were down and rebuilding and still had a hand in ending their season.
When you see the Broncos lose to the Baltimore Ravens, the way that the Ravens just absolutely steamrolled one of the best defenses in football, supposedly, you realize how far the Jets are from where the Ravens are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Let's go to Ryan in Edgewater. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, guys. You know, Trump obviously winning the presidency, battled a lot of adversity here, attacked from the media, actually shot at, and, you know, eventually winning. I wanted to see if you guys could compare this to an athlete, rose to a championship, rose to a title. Who would you compare Trump to?
Oh, man, this is interesting because you got to have someone who won originally and then, like,
disappeared.
And then was like persona non grata, then came all the way back to be popular again.
Michael Jordan?
Jordan was never looked at like that negatively.
Well, he did say, Republicans buy shoes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Vick?
Didn't come back to a championship, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate championship, right? This is the Super Bowl of politics.
Well, Jim Plunkett won the Heisman, fell on his face, and then came back after a long time and won two Super Bowls.
What about Josh Hamilton? Remember the baseball player Josh Hamilton?
Yeah.
Got off to a really good start in his career, had a massive drug addiction, was a mess, came back and won an MVP.
He won the home run contest at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
That was a great home run.
It was.
Derby.
I don't have to think more about it. I'm sure people on X are going to be sending us names. I'd have to think. I mean, there's probably not somebody who...
I mean, is there like a Darryl Strawberry? Or Dwight Gooden?
Interesting. Yeah, because... And they won with the Yankees.
Yeah, I know.
That's, you know what? That's not bad. That's actually probably the best one.
I'm sure we're missing somebody.
Aerosmith? As a band, early success, then kind of fell off and then got rejuvenated in the mid-80s. No,
we're not talking about that. We're really talking about sports now.
Sorry.
I think Doc and Daryl is a good one. I think those are good ones. Because they were super popular in New York.
What about David Cohn?
They both had their issues. That Cohn didn't really bottom out like those guys did. You know, bottom out with drug issues and then ended up with the Yankees, but won championships there and back on the top of the mountain in the same city. With a different team, but...
Well, I know Mark Messier didn't bottom out, but...
You need a bottom out.
You got to have a bottom out spot.
You do have
This is a bottom out spot because, you know, January 7th, 2020...
Well, January 6th, 2021, right?
No, correct. January... No.
Yeah. January 6th, 2021.
Oh, it was January 6th, 2021.
Right.
I was saying January 7th, 2021. If you look, like, at the commentary on the 7th of January...
Yeah,
2021. There's no way in the world that you're thinking that Donald Trump is going to resurface for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was one of the points that I made. If you think about that, he was just as low. It was awful, all social media platforms. He had his own guys turning against him. He had disappeared. It was, you had, you know, the lunatics with the head with the horns on it and face paint breaking windows. I mean, it was as bad as it gets. And to have the 4 years that we just had be as bad as a lot of people perceived it to be, for him to come back just shows you how bad that was. I mean, really. And to come back as strong as he did.
Oof, even stronger.
Yeah. All right. Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS.
And by the way, stronger but more prepared than ever before.
You know, it's like a head coach who that first job wasn't, you know.
It was Belichick.
Yeah, right. Then
he got fired from Cleveland.
Right. Even though he didn't do a bad job, you know, he got him in the playoffs, didn't he? At least one playoff game. And then, you know, then goes to the Patriots and has a dynasty.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
So anyway, we've got Jerry back, and not only does he have an update, he's got moment of the day for us, too.
Yeah, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. You used the word threatening, so yes. I'm going to start with Travis Kelce, because he and Jason recorded a new New Heights podcast that I think just came out this morning. And so right off the bat, they got into the cell phone throwing incident. Now, we had Jason from Monday night on ESPN, not apologizing, but basically saying that he let the hate get to him and he, you know, fought back with hate. Okay, fine.
So you think this was recorded this morning?
No, released this morning.
Released this morning.
I think they recorded it yesterday or the day before.
Okay, all right.
So here was Travis basically saying you shouldn't have this burden on you. And he spoke before Travis spoke, saying the same stuff he said the other night. Here was Travis.
You shouldn't feel this much, obviously the scrutiny and the media like view on it and everybody passing around the videos that are being out there. I mean, that's going to make it a bigger situation than I think what it really is.
And then he would go on and say the truth of the matter.
The real situation is you had some clown come up to you and talk about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family, and you might have used some words that you regret using, and that's a situation that you just got to kind of learn from and own.
And he said, at least in Travis's opinion, you've done and said all the right things.
I think you owning it and you speaking about it shows how sincere you are to a lot of people in this world, and shows that especially what you said on Monday night, that you choose not to, you don't choose hate. You know, that's just not who you are.
And so that was pretty much how they, at least the segment that I saw, seemed like it was the beginning of the podcast. They kind of got it out of the way and discussed it, and then away we go. So there you go.
Yeah. You know what? Jason Kelce's got to learn, like, you know, he saved that apology or whatever, the explanation for the podcast. Don't waste it on Monday Night Countdown. You know, you use Monday night to promote your podcast. Fair. Be like, you know what? I'm not ready to address this. I'm going to address it on the New Heights podcast. You can get wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure ESPN is paying him a lot more money than that podcast is.
That would be funny.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, what he should have done is done what, like, Evan does. do the podcast right after the incident. Address it first on
yeah,
the podcast.
Yeah, true, true, true. Yeah,
fire up that Rico Bronya.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, but, I mean, he reacts to the Mets before he does his show.
Yeah, you know what's funny is last night Evan recorded an Andrew Jackson.
The stupid part of that is that probably wouldn't be ludicrous if he did. Oh, that is very funny. With the NFL trade deadline that came and went yesterday, there wasn't a ton of movement. Not a shock that Mike Williams was sent from the Jets. He goes to the Steelers. Here was Aaron Rodgers.
We kind of knew with Devontae coming in that there'd be less targets for everybody because, you know, G's leading the league in targets. He's going to get his targets. And Tay's dynamic player. He's going to get his targets. So if this gives Mike more opportunities, that's awesome. And we wish Mike well.
And that was on the McAfee show. And that news broke as he was actually doing the interview, doing it live with McAfee. The Giants did not make a deal, but they did release Matt Hawk, their punter, and cornerback Nick McLeod. Played these earlier. Jermaine Illuminor with BT and Sal talking about the team. I guess lacks maturity, essentially, and they need to grow up and do it quickly.
Once you get to the NFL, the thing that you have to learn is now that you're here, you can't, just because you're a rookie or you're a second-year guy, you're a third-year guy, or a fourth-year guy, yeah, you're young, but in NFL years, you have to grow up.
And they're going to have to grow up and do that in Germany this weekend as they have the Sunday morning game against the Panthers.
Imagine how stiff Phil's going to be when he gets off that plane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a stiff guy to begin with. He's on that long-ass flight to Germany. I mean, he's going to, oof.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
How long is that flight? About eight hours?
At least 7 hours, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's, because Big Blue Travel with Mike Martucci, I know, is a big deal. Would you think that's a well-attended trip with the way they've played?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right? Because it's like a vacation as
Yeah, but I also think it's something that you sign up for, you know, months ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, you're setting up a whole trip, and you're going to go over there, and
I do it.
Yeah, probably spend 3 or 4 days at least.
Where exactly are they playing the game?
Munich, I believe, right?
Okay, so 7.5 hours to Munich. Non-stop from JFK.
What's the weather like in Munich these days? I mean, then again, who the hell knows?
Well, it's 80 degrees here. But it's fall, but, you know, you got the beer garden over there. Oktoberfest just ended. Phil will be hanging out over there having a few Pilsners out of the boot.
I would certainly think so.
Sunday, it's going to be high of 45.
All right.
Perfect. Football weather, man.
That is football weather.
With fog.
They could have a roof.
Foggy. Oh, that sucks.
Phil.
The Commanders did acquire Pro Bowl cornerback Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. I played a few of these earlier. This was the other one from James Jones on FS1 criticizing Dak Prescott for going on injured reserve with the hamstring injury.
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said. Dak is quitting on these boys. You are not. Is it off the bone or something? Because there's no way you're telling me that you're out 4 weeks with no answers, no nothing, no fight, no nothing for a hamstring, and you're a quarterback.
He is.
Is this breakfast ball?
No, this is not.
What is this?
This is FS1.
Yeah, but isn't breakfast ball on FS1?
It is. I don't know the name of the show. This is the show that has James Jones on it because he's the one that was talking.
Is he the one that's on with Craig?
No, breakfast ball is Mark Schlereth.
Right.
This is James Jones.
Okay.
Different show.
All right. But what's the name of it?
Nobody watches this either.
No. Eddie, don't be nice.
It's called The Facility.
Oh, this is The Facility. Okay. So they're facilitating.
They are doing that. Yes. Don't ask hard questions.
Yeah. Okay.
What else? I did that. NBA tonight. You got the Knicks in Atlanta. The Knicks 3-3 through six games. The Hawks have dropped 5 of 8 to get started. We talked about the league suspending Joel Embiid 3 games for the shoving the reporter last week. Rutgers with their season opener against Wagner tonight on WFAN 660 AM at 6 p.m. Also, UConn opens with Sacred Heart tonight. And Columbia plays at Villanova. How about that? By the way, 12 years ago,
yes.
November 20th, 2012, a game I did, Columbia won at Villanova. How about that?
On the internet.
That one might have been.
Yes, it was.
I actually think it was.
I think it was, too. I think I remember I fired up my Mac.
I think
just to listen to you.
Yeah, 2012 was all on the internet.
Yep.
Damn, that's true.
You were an internet guru. You were ahead of your time. You were streaming like before that. Anybody else was.
Yeah. The Islanders were down 3-1 to the Penguins in the third period, but they were able to get the game even. J.G. Pageau, the game tying goal in the third, and then in overtime, the shootout, there was only one goal that was scored.
Horvat 0-1 this season, coming in, throws the snow up, and went one-handed, tucked it through!
Oh, my goodness.
That was
it. Oh, my gosh.
Ilya Sorokin with the save the other way, and the Isles good win as they win 4-3 in the shootout. The Isles now 5-6-2 to open the season. With that, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. A little lengthy, but we did hear from Chad and Shannon this morning talking about Tom Gisele and the jiu-jitsu guy.
Oh, what you compute by?
She's pregnant like with a baby?
What else?
She's pregnant.
No, she's pregant with an iguana.
Now, hold on. Now, if my math serves me correct, it's only been a year.
That might have been a problem, but he might have been putting meat on her back then. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
He might have been putting meat on her back then.
I love these two.
He calls
and
you.
Then, is this Jack
called? No, Ocho is pregnant with an iguana. What do you think they're doing, playing just the tip?
So they say Brady just, I guess this is Shannon that says, Brady just needs to kind of have a one-nighter and move on, or one of them says this.
I need somebody to help me get over this. Can you help me?
That help you talk about, that's temporary. Hey, that pain gonna seep right back in as soon as you're done. You ever heard of post-nut clarity? Well, that shit hurt you, boy.
Post nut clarity. I kind of know what he's talking about. It's like, you know, when people say like you're thinking with your you know, that and not your brain, and then like once that is over, and you're like, oh,
whoops.
Yeah, I know about that post nut clarity. My best thinking happened post nut, Ocho.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a great Wednesday.
That was so funny. It's still funny.
I love those guys, man. I don't know. Like, this day and age, what they're doing now is probably the most exposure they'll get. But if I were someone who was looking to put programming on, like a streaming service where I didn't have FCC regulations,
yeah.
I would hire those two guys.
What's crazy about that, too, is that was, like, at the end. So they did, like, 2 hours, and they broke down every NFL game, and because they put the title in, I was able to zip through and find, I'm like, oh, this would be interesting, talking about Tom and Gisele. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's funny, because they're like, serious. Like, Shannon does, like, serious sports there.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a serious football show and sports show. Yeah, they had Ken Griffey Jr. on the other day for, like, 40 minutes.
It's actually kind of like what we do here a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, where they get into the football aspect of it, of the sport, and all the different, you know, angles of the game and everything else. And then all of a sudden it goes off the rails. Yes, exactly.
All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
For those of you listening, it's not going to be a high of 59 today. I believe it's going to be a high in the mid-70s, right? Isn't it?
80 almost.
Almost 80 degrees, so... That commercial, even though Eddie told the folks who were in control of that 7 times that that's the wrong thing, you still have that guy coming on going, Sonny, high of 59. Hmm. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
With Donald Trump's victory, the transition team, and all that other stuff going on right now, is Woody Johnson going to go back to Britain? Ambassador to Britain?
Mm.
I mean, he was very much involved, again, very open, very out there.
I don't know.
Public about his support for the president.
I don't know. I also don't know if he enjoyed...
Well, I think he's still running things.
No, I'm saying if he enjoyed watching his brother hire Adam Gase and run the team from overseas, what I was going to say.
I'm not sure. It's a really good question to keep an eye on.
I mean, he could be the ambassador again and have four games in London over the next 4 years.
Yeah,
or maybe do two like the Jaguars do.
You know, it was that's true. That could all happen. But I mean, if he enjoyed doing that job and he wants to do it for four more years, I mean, he's also older now. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's definitely an interesting thing that affects the Jets because, you know, Christopher was in charge of everything when he was gone. So I'm sure they talked.
Do you think Christopher wants him to go?
I don't know. I mean, Christopher, it was a stressful time for him too, wasn't it?
How do you think President Biden feels this morning? Vindicated?
I think probably there's some discussion around, like, it's a complicated answer to a question where I could have very just easily given you a one-word answer, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
So, like, there are some people, now, I don't agree with this side of things, but there are some people that think that if he had dropped out earlier,
okay,
that maybe there would have been a closer race or the Democrats would have a chance to win. To me, that's not the case. Because
everybody on that side said he was sharp as a tack.
Well, I know.
He's great. He's fine. Never saw him anywhere.
Clearly all hullabaloo bullcrap.
Yeah. Well.
So I think this was still a resounding enough victory where it wouldn't have mattered. So I wonder like how he feels, and we understand he doesn't have all his faculties, but I wonder if that is in his mind. Like, are some of the people... Like, are Democrats mad at him because he didn't drop out sooner, or are they mad at themselves for propping him up? Or, like, what is that part of the discussion? But I'll tell you that, I mean, there were times where you saw the two of them together, and towards the end, Kamala and Joe Biden, where he was not really...
He wasn't asked to do anything.
He seemed like he was pissed. Like, it was almost like, hey, wait a second, like, I am still the president here, and... You know, I was going to run just several months ago, and it seems like you're completely detaching yourself from me, and it seemed to bother him a little bit.
Oh, I think so, definitely. And you know, just watching the Democratic pundits talking last night, just saying how this has got to be a wake-up call for them, and they have to re-energize their base and get their messages right and in line with, you know, I think centrist America is the way I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of people. I really believe that there was a lot of people who didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2020, who voted against him, or didn't go to vote in 2020, that were inspired solely by the last 4 years and dropped their opinions of him being rude or saying mean things on X, and were like, you know what, I can't do this any longer. And I have a different perspective on his 4 years than I had originally. I mean, I think that a lot of this was driven by that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. There's no question about it. But then I think, you know, all of a sudden people start feeling the pain at the pump. They feel the pain at the supermarket.
Well, yeah. And
that's change. And then
goes
all
hand
of a sudden,
in hand. Yeah.
And then they also see crime. They see drug problems. They see fentanyl issues. And they want somebody to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Al, on a lighter note, had said in my ear when we were talking about Phil Simms going to to Germany. Like, imagine if he got detained at the airport because they were confused as to what was in his balance of nature.
Like, if
my gosh.
If you put them in a different bottle, you know, sometimes when you take your pills, you put them in a...
Yeah, right. A plastic bag or something, and they, like...
Or you put them in that pill pouch.
Right.
The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pill deal.
You had some guy in the Munich airport going, "What is this?
It's blueberries."
Well, hold on a second. I'll tell you what it is. Spinach, soybean, onion. Oh, I love onions. Green cabbage, wheatgrass, kale. Oh, my gosh. Papaya, banana.
Broccoli, spinach, onions. Oh, I love onions. Green cabbage. We got garlic.
Some guy working at the airport in Germany. What? Calling over German shepherds to sniff all areas of it. What an image. Oh, my gosh. And then Phil Simms becomes like the next Brittany Griner.
Oh, jeez. Do we get the Merchant of Death back for him? Or do we have to give up the Merchant of Death?
Another thing I wanted to bring up here. Was Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
So today is Stephen Waldron's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Stephen.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Thank you very much, guys.
So were you doing anything special today with your grandma?
No, I might go play some golf.
Ooh, on this beautiful day. You might go play some
golf. I think you should go play now. And when you spot your ball, try not to walk 100 yards away on the green, all right?
I'll stay around 20.
All right. Yeah, you better play. I mean, what else are you going to do, huh?
Yeah, no, it's a good day to do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay. How old are you now?
38.
Wow, okay. Interesting. I thought he was older.
So did I.
He's got a bit of an older face.
Body type.
Not so much a body type, just a little bit of a weathered older face.
I was waiting for Eddie. Thank you.
Well, happy birthday, Stephen. Yeah. We love you. We miss you. We haven't seen you in a while, I feel like. It's been a long time. You weren't at the golf outing at Glen Oaks, so we really haven't seen you. So it's
we'll see you at Boomer and Geo Live.
That's right. You'll be bopping around there getting some footage.
But
we saw you at MetLife Stadium. But you were just like one of 50,000 people jammed into that tiny booth. And I was like, I have to get out of here, get back to the
side. It was bigger than I thought.
But yeah. All right. Well, have a great day there, Stephen. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, happy birthday, Dick.
By the way, Stephen, what are your thoughts on the election and how it went down?
No comment. America voted. Somebody won.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Hey, in 2020... President Biden supposedly got 81.2 million votes. That's a lot of votes.
A lot of votes. Let's go to Dennis in Woodbridge. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Good morning, guys. So I got your answer to that athlete that was down and then made the comeback.
Yeah.
Came to my mind right away. I'll give you a quick hint. A boxer from the 70s. Lost, humiliated, and came back to be the heavyweight champion.
George Foreman.
Absolutely. As soon as they said that, that's the first guy that popped into my head.
It's a good
Everybody
one.
Counting him out. I can't remember who he won the championship against when he came back when he was old, but very obviously in his prime, Muhammad Ali beating him, and then all those years later coming back. What do you think?
Yeah, that's like an individual, too. That's not,
Right, it's boxing. I don't think that there's a direct comparison. You know, in sports. I mean, I think it's very tough to do that. We've come up with a couple of decent names, but I mean, this is really unique in the sense of you'd never seen anything like it in history. You know, I mean, even some, you know, the folks on the networks that can't stand Donald Trump are saying exactly that, how historic of a comeback this was.
Yeah, I mean, and people around the world are too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, if you look at news feeds from around all these different countries, they're all saying the same thing.
Yep. Over there in Germany, they're saying it, and they're waiting for Phil Simms in the airport. They're in Munich, getting all stiff, getting off that plane.
He's going to be... You got him so wired, man. He's going to be so mad at you.
Well, now's the time to have fun with Phil.
Because he's leaving.
He's leaving.
Yes.
And then we don't talk to him for another week. So now he won't remember anything that was said today after his interview. He's like, I'm done with those guys.
Yeah.
Then he bops in on Wednesday mornings, listens to what we're saying so he can reference something. And then he goes away again. So now's the time. Unless he wants to call back in, which would be great for us. The more Phil Simms, the better. To defend himself.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.